Now, if a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say that he feels sick where?
In his stomach.
In his stomach, okay. Now, what do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom? You know, say if they tapped at the window or something. What would you call that?
Yeah, and it's plenty of times. And plenty of time, can't think.
Well, you, should I read
these
that, to
read
you?
Some
okay.
Of them.
Belling, belling bee, bull banding, caliphant, horning, drumming, horning bee, serenade.
Now that's fast.
Is that it?
I'm trying to
okay.
say serenade.
What about, or have you ever heard of chivalry, skimmelton, or tin panning?
Is serenade? No, you ain't heard of tin panning.
You've heard of tin panning, but you would say serenade.
That's what I said.
Okay. Well, now, what do some people call a spook to frighten children with? You know, they might say to a child, you'd better behave, or what's going to get you?
Boogeyman.
I remember they used to tell me that when I was a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew whether to believe them or not for a while.
You didn't know whether it was a boogeyman or not.
I didn't, but I used to be afraid of dark corners. Now, how would you greet a friend on December 25th?
I'd say Happy New Year, Happy Thanksgiving, listen, Christmas.
You'd say Happy Christmas. Would you ever say anything else? I mean, use any other phrase?
Yeah, I'd use other phrases, but I can't think of one or two now.
Well, could I ask you if you would ever use any of these? Would you ever say Christmas box, or Christmas gift,
or
Christmas Eve
that's
gift?
That's the main one.
Which
all
one?
Three of them. We've said,
you've
said
all three.
That's right.
And
same
of course,
to children, a grown person, a different, different people.
And what about Merry Christmas? You
then
say
I say,
you say
I
all
say
of those.
All
okay.
First thing I say, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Get ready to get my Christmas gift.
I see.
It's one for me.
Now, how do you get all the gifts for all your children and grandchildren every year? You must have a time.
Don't get them all. I can go to work and cook up a whole lot of stuff and let them come and eat.
Oh, that's the best way. I'm sure they prefer that anyway.
Yeah, they think that's big.
Yeah. Well, now, if you have to get a very heavy suitcase, you know, you're going on a trip from one place to another, you might say, I'm very glad I don't have to what this very far?
Carriage.
Okay. Now, what do you call a creature, an animal, with a very hard shell that lives in the water, and it can draw its four legs and its head and its tail completely inside its shell?
What are you calling them? Little terrapins.
Terrapin. Well, now, would you call...
Turtle. Some small turtle, some said terrapin.
All right.
And I say that both too. So I'm fishing to see when I say...
Well, I was going to ask you next, well, what do you call the same kind of animal if he lives on land?
Well, I call them, some of them is terrapin, some of them is gophers.
Some of them is terrapin, some of them is gophers.
That's right.
But if they lived in the water, you'd call them a turtle or a terrapin,
that's
too.
Right.
I see. Okay, good. You're telling me so many things I need to know. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Interest. Some of them call them guts, hog guts.
Hog guts.
We call them hog chitlins.
Hog chitlins, okay.
After they're cooked.
After they're cooked.
Yeah, but they guts before they cook.
Oh, good. Now that's something I didn't know. That's... What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yellow,
okay. Now what do you call the upper part of a man's body? Just this part.
Just his shoulders and the neck.
Well, the shoulders and just
breast.
Right up
breast.
His breast, okay.